Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 442 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about Caroline's college graduation. We're going to talk about Alex's so far trip to Japan, and we're going to catch up on what's been going on with college baseball and television and whatnot. We would love for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our first May episode is going to be about the slogans we would choose for some well-known businesses. A little salty, a little kindness, just a good little mix of things. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Finally, there are two links in your show notes. One of them is for our 2025 graduation gift guide. We hope it's helpful. And the second link that you'll find at the top of the show notes is for our San Antonio live show. It's on October 23rd of this year. We can't wait, and it won't be the same without you there. Alrighty, everybody. Thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 442. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Bee Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Bee Mama.
Melanie's having some yard work done today.
Listen, it's actually across the street.
Okay.
It's actually, our guys have already been here, but okay. It's actually across the street. But listen, they feel good about the blower. It's a beautiful day. Great day to blow some leaves.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Well, how is it being the parent of a college graduate?
Listen, it feels amazing is what I'm going to say. I laughed. Perry was, okay, so I have to say that graduation, like when we got to January of this year, like after Christmas, when we looked at our calendar, like between the book release and like everything we had going on, Perry and I basically just said, we will meet up again after Caroline's graduation.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like it just felt like we were going to be on stun from like January until graduation. And so when we drove off, on Friday after graduation, Perry said, I feel like I've just crossed the finish line of life. He said, like, it just feels like I'm done. I've done everything that I needed to do. I am good. And he was like, and I don't know why I feel that way. He said, because I'm coming into my busiest season for work. And he was like, but right now I feel like I've done it. I've accomplished it. Well done. The end.
Yes.
It felt great. I mean, it really was one of those days where I was like, you know, you don't know how you're going to feel. Now, I will say in full disclosure, so we got into College Station on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Perry
mm-hmm.
and I did. Mimi and Bops came in too on Thursday. And then the plan was we were all going to go to dinner Thursday night. We went to Gate 12 because that's one of Caroline's favorite places.
Yes.
And so, and listen, had the burger of my life, let me just say. Delicious.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah. So it was very exciting. So we get in, but we're taking separate cars to dinner. And so we're in our car. Mimi and Bobs are following us. We're meeting Caroline at the restaurant. And Perry was like, you know, he likes to ask the questions. So he was so how are you feeling about everything? And I said, I feel good. I said, I'm excited. Like, I'm thrilled for her. I'm so proud of her, you know, whatever. And he was like, how would you feel if, like, we were moving her out of her place tomorrow and she was starting a job in Dallas next week and this was the end of her time at Aggieland? And I burst into tears. I didn't see that coming. And he looked...
Bless it.
He looked over at me. He goes, oh my gosh. He was like, I didn't know that was right there on the surface. And I was like, I didn't know it was right there on the surface. So what I'm going to say is clearly I'm not as emotionally healthy processing all of it as.
Well, you need some time. You've got to be able to look backwards.
That's it. And I feel like grad school, I'm excited for her because number one, I think for what she, you know, I think for, you know, what she wants to do and where she's headed, I think it makes sense for her to go get her master's.
Yes.
But I will say that after Perry, we talked to a lot of we saw different friends and different people who also had kids graduating. And so in talking, Perry said, well, I'm going to tell you what all these kids have in common. Not a one of them have a job. He said, they're all going to grad grad school.
They're all going to grad school.
Everybody's either taking a gap year or going to grad school, or they're just going to do an internship somewhere. He was like, other than the construction science children, I'm not hearing of anybody.
Who roll right on in to the workplace.
That's it. They do, because they've already had an internship. They have a job set up for them. There were a couple of people that have jobs, but we just laughed because more and more the answer we got when we were like, so what are you doing? It was like, oh, I'm going to grad school. I'm going to grad school. So anyway, so we laughed about that. And then we went to dinner. We had a lovely dinner. Now, here's where I will tell you, her graduation was at 9 a.m. on Friday morning.
They did not consult you.
They did not consult me. This is the problem about being an ag school graduate, because I think what they said is a bunch of farmers, they're used to getting up early anyway, because, you know, the business school was like Saturday afternoon, but they give us, we get the Friday morning, 9 a.m. So here's what I know. I'm going to have to get up about 6:15 for my face to wake up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that I look decent. But then what happened, we stayed at Calvary Court, which I normally love, but for whatever reason, we had the misfortune of, we got in a room where the air situation was just not working quite right.
Oh no.
And it had rained a lot in College Station. So I'm going to tell you, it was also very humid. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I woke up Friday morning after I slept a glorious 1 hour, because I just kept thinking about, like, number one, the alarm's going to go off. What time do I have to get up? And you know how this is as a mom. Everybody's asking me, well, what time do you think we need to get there? So it all feels like the burden's on me of like, what time are we going to get there? How soon do we need to get in line? You know, all these things. So I'm like calculating that. I'm worried. I'm second guessing myself. Are we going to get there too early? Is it going to be too late? Then I finally, just at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, what a relief. I can get up, because I'm hot and I'm humid. I'm going to tell you that every bit of curl, it was so humid in that room that my hair was straight.
Goodness.
It was, listen, the things that I have been through. And so anyway, we got up. We ended up getting there about 7:30. We actually met Caroline in the parking lot, and then we got in line. They opened up the doors at 8:00. We got in, we got great seats. Okay. Somebody had told me like what side of Reed Arena to be on so that we could see them exiting the stage. And that was good advice. And so all of that went great. Graduation was great. I loved the ceremony. I thought they did a really, you know, I mean, you got to get through, you know, 1,000-something kids. And I thought they did it about as fast and efficiently as they could. General Welsh, our president, just gave the most lovely, I think it's really hard because he only spoke probably about 5 minutes. And I think that's a short amount of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
To make an impact. But I will say, I think there was not a dry eye in the place. Like, it was just so heartfelt, and just talked about, like, for the graduates, you're thinking about what's ahead, but your parents are sitting here thinking about all that's come before this and all the memories, and, you know, go out in the world and make a difference. It was just really, really sweet. So it was great. And then Perry went home after graduation, and I mean, later on that day. And then Caroline and I knew I was going to help her pack up, because she's got her Europe trip, and then she's going to be home for the summer. So I was like, I'll just stay in town. I will sacrifice and just stay in town. Calvary Court did move me to a different room.
Good.
You'll appreciate that I went to him and I said, listen, the air. And they were like, well, we can move you down the hall. I said, I don't even want to be in that same building. Yeah. I said, I'm going to need you to move me. And they did. They moved me to a great room and actually gave me a discounted rate. So that was very sweet.
Oh, that was nice.
Very nice. And so when I was in a room that was so cold, so it was delightful. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we had a great weekend. And then, we went out with Caroline's boss, Jennifer, and got to toast to our graduate that night. And that was so sweet because she's been so special. And then I got to go to dinner with Honey Saturday night. And Caroline was out with friends. And then Sunday, and this is where I'm going to wrap up. Sunday was just really, my heart had been so full all weekend. Like just watching this and like these accomplishments and like seeing Caroline with all of her friends. And I don't know, it was just so happy, you know, like it was just so happy and special and just felt great. And we got to church on Sunday morning and she was like, I want to go visit this other church. And she was like, do you want to go? And I was like, yeah. So we went and we met one of her friends, and the first song that they started with for worship was Firm Foundation.
Oh.
And there've been so many times over the last like year and a half, like when we've gone through like hard stuff where it's like, I've just remembered like God will not fail. Like, why would he fail now? He won't. And like, that's what I kept thinking. And so when that song started playing, I was like, this is just, it just felt like we made it, you know, like just, and I watched her all weekend and like seeing her at graduation, I was like, she was just like lit up inside, you know, like she's just, so anyway, it was just, I was so proud and I was just, it was all the happy tears and it just, it was a great, great weekend. But
I'm so
also,
glad.
Yeah, but also I'm glad she's not moving to Dallas next week and starting a real job.
Yes, baby. Baby steps.
Baby steps. Mm-hmm. I need just to go in little increments. So anyway, so that is that. So tell us about AHUD in Japan.
AHUD is in Japan. It was a dicey beginning to the Japan trip, as you know, Melanie, because
yes.
There were storms when they left Birmingham last week, and their flight to Dallas got diverted to Shreveport. And yes. I got so tickled so many times thinking about the fact that he started off thinking he was going to Tokyo, but where he actually went was Shreveport. and if that isn't just a metaphor for life.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know, and so I think that's when we recorded last week. And as it turned out, because we were recording when he got diverted, I cut this part out of the podcast, but I was like, hey, tell me some good Dallas airport hotels. So I'd gotten him and Jackson a room, and then another one of their buddies ended up staying with them. But they got him to Dallas late Tuesday afternoon. They put him on another flight for the next day. So they were a day late getting to Tokyo, a day later than when they planned. But they are there. He is having a blast. It's been a little tricky, the communication, because he's 14 hours ahead of us, which means we have a little window when we wake up in the morning where he's still awake at night.
Okay.
Or when we're about to go to bed where he's getting up.
Yeah.
So the way that's tended to go all week is I get a lot of texts while I'm asleep.
Yes.
And sometimes the text, because his, you know, I can't figure out how I did it and I can't undo it.
Yeah.
Where his texts and his calls always come through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so a couple of times the texts have woken me up, and then I can't go back to sleep, but that's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. Listen, because you want to hear from the children.
You want to hear from the children. So they are in Tokyo, I think, for a couple of more days, and then they're going to Hiroshima for a day, and then they're going to another city that I will mispronounce if I try to say it. But he's had a ball. He has loved it. He sent some pictures a couple of days ago that he and another one of his friends. Alex is pretty adventurous in terms of food. Jackson is not. So we knew, and we laughed about it all last weekend, that Jackson was going to find the Wendy's. Jackson was going to find
yes.
McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
Alex has wanted to have a pretty authentic, I mean, you know, he's having yeah. an Americanized authentic experience. But anyway, so he said the ramen of his life.
Okay.
A couple of days ago, I thought about you. He sent a picture. It had a bunch of eggs in that broth. And I thought, ooh, Melanie would be so excited.
Nope.
But he said it was delicious. And then last night they went to a place or two. I don't know. I don't know time. But to some place where they caught their own fish, like just with a net. And then they cooked the fish. Supposedly.
Oh, okay.
Supposedly.
Uh-huh,
so
yeah.
he sent us a picture of him with his whatever he had caught. It was very excited. But he's having a blast. They're having a ball. They're going to the Disney at Sea in Tokyo today or tomorrow sometime.
Okay.
And, you know, he's loved it. So he did say they went to a Japanese, like to a one of their major league baseball games. But he said when they were walking back either to the train or to the hotel, they passed like a little league game and they mm-hmm. stopped and went in and were like a hype squad for a couple of innings.
Okay.
He said that was fantastic, that the kids loved having people cheering for them. But anyway, I think they're having really like, you know, a really great trip. So
okay.
I
love
that. To hear.
Well, I laughed because I saw on his Instagram story, I think it was today, that they were at some like Nintendo something.
Oh, yes. They went to the Nintendo store and he was the happiest kid because, you know, that's his childhood.
Yes. Yes.
And so he texted David more about that than he did me, but he, mm-hmm. he loved the Nintendo store. He thought that was great.
Well, I thought it was hilarious because I also noticed that he had on like a t-shirt and his athletic shorts and then like some kind of neon socks and his tennis shoes. And I thought he and Caroline are having a very different fashion experience in their travels.
Really are. I'm telling you, they counted off their t-shirts when they were packing.
That's what I thought. I was like, boys are so different. Because if you could have seen Caroline and I putting stuff in those blue bags, hedging our bets on what she might want to have on her Europe trip. I mean, it was that thing of, you know, the meme where it's like, I'm going to pack this ball gown just in case.
I continue to see things I think Caroline needs for her Europe trip. And, you know, it's been all I could do. You know that mare outfit I sent you from Anthropology, where it's like the long skirt but the crop top. I continue to fight that urge. I think she really needs that. I really think she needs that. I mean, that feels like something you wear in France.
I know. And I feel like knowing her, I know her, that she's going to settle into some outfit she's going to decide is comfortable. And she's going to wear that the majority of the time.
Yes.
I know how she is going to be. But it doesn't mean that we're not going to pack all the rest. Because like when we were hauling in stuff last night, Perry was like, my gosh. And I said, just pile all the blue bags in the playroom and we'll sort it out later. Because I don't know where we're going to put it. Because I've already taken over part of her closet. So I'm like, I got to figure out where I'm going to move my stuff to make room for her stuff.
I know. It's a deal. Alex has blue bags stacked in his room right now. Mm-hmm. And he can, I mean, I don't even know if they'll get unpacked, honestly, before he moves back to school. But anyway, I asked him how Jackson was doing with the food. And he said he was great. And I said, how did he do with the, because Jackson's not, he likes salmon, but he doesn't like fish in general other than salmon. Mm-hmm. And I said, what's he going to do with the catch your own fish thing? And Alex said, he's just praying he can catch some salmon. I mean, and I don't know. I don't know if that's how it worked out. I don't know if there was any salmon available, you know, but we do what we can. And
listen, it's rough. Mm-hmm. It's rough. So,
he really, really, really loves it there. And I think it's just been good to have a change of scenery and just to get outside of his little bubble for a bit. I think he's beside himself happy in all his pictures.
So. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Man, what a great adventure.
I know. I'm so glad he's getting to have it. Mm-hmm. And it's been really, really fun to watch it from afar. So Caroline's up next.
She's up next. And listen, she was telling me last night, because I laughed, because she's got like six or seven girlfriends that she's close with that are all going on the same trip. And so they all range from really type A to very type B personalities. Mm-hmm. And so one of her friends, like probably 30 minutes after graduation, like literally they had probably just gotten across the stage. She was like, now that we've graduated, we need to lock in and get our stuff booked.
That would be me. I'm a type A traveler.
You are. Mm-hmm. You are. She's like, we need to lock in and start getting this stuff. And Caroline was like, I haven't even taken off my gown yet. Like
time's a wasting.
Yeah, I'm not ready to lock in. And so I think they've been like texting back and forth. So last night, Caroline was like, you know what I want to see in Rome? And you know, I'm like, the Vatican, the Sistine Chapel, whatever. She's like, I would like to see, and I'm going to say it wrong probably. She was like, I would like to see the crypt of the Capuchin monks. Okay. And I'm like, I don't know about that. And she was like, look it up, Melanie. And what I'm telling you, she said, it's comprised of over 3,000 human bones that like go in the doorway. And it's like skulls. And she goes, because it's where they put, she goes, but when else do you have the chance to see that many like bones and just remains that's not in like a creepy evil way? She said, so I really would like to see it. And I thought that sounds great. But I thought that feels really far down on my personal list.
Absolutely.
I mean, she does want to see all the, obviously they're doing the Vatican and the Sistine Chapel, but I think it's that whole thing of they're trying to figure out, which I did just text my friend Catherine, because she travels so much and seems to always know these off the beaten places.
Yes.
And so I was like, hey, will you let us know if there's stuff that like we need to see that isn't the norm, you know, like to go see, where can you see 3,000 human skulls?
Well,
you know,
apparently Caroline has identified
that. She's kind of figured it out. So anyway, they're locked in. And then she's got other friends that are going on the trip that didn't even show up to the orientation meeting. You know what I mean? So like, we're all over the board with how ready we're going to be, but it's, you know, it'll be what it's going to be.
Yeah. I have noticed Alex is a little bit of a type A traveler too. I mean, not necessarily in terms of his wardrobe clearly, but in terms of what he wants, a schedule, he wants to know what they're doing. He wants to be locked into certain things. He doesn't want to just go and kind of squander his time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think, you know, I mean, good. I think that's a good way to make sure that you take advantage of the opportunity that you have to go.
Yeah.
So I was very surprised because, you know, I knew I was going to have a different kind of Mother's Day with him gone. Mm-hmm. But I got a card from him on Saturday in the U.S. postal service in the mailbox.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
In his handwriting, he addressed it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he remembered to send a card. That's so sweet. And then I thought about it for about 30 seconds. And I thought, my sister totally did this. My sister ensured that he sent me a card, because there's no way, one, that he bought this particular card. It has rhinestones on it.
Okay.
And but he did write me a sweet note. And I appreciate that she bought a card and she clearly got him to sign it and address the envelope. And then she put it in the mail for him. So
that's so sweet.
That was sweet. Yeah.
And that's very sweet.
He did text me. So that was, it was a little bit different day, but it was still a good day.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, I will tell you, we did have a little thing when we got back to Caroline's house after graduation. We went to go eat and then we got back to her house. And I'm going to tell you that there was the cutest puppy that I've maybe ever seen that was running around loose.
I saw her pictures.
Yes. And so we took the puppy, and let me say, we had Piper and Mabel with us. Okay. So we had to wrangle the whole situation so that we could keep this, so we could bang this puppy in the yard, but we couldn't bring it around Piper and Mabel. Anyway, we had the puppy, and then she ended up like where she lives. She like called the HOA and was like, hey, there's a dog. I've got it. Here's my contact information, if whatever. I'm going to tell you, this dog was the cutest thing. It was like part shepherd mix. It was all white with a black spot over his eye and one black ear. And Perry went home on Friday. I'm going to tell you, by Friday night, Caroline and I had both tried to figure out that, I mean, basically, if this dog wasn't claimed, we were keeping it. Because sure. I was like, there's no way I can just turn this dog over.
No.
And I was like, I don't know what we're going to do. I was like, and she was just like, but I've got to keep him. And I was like, I know, he's so cute. Listen, I was already calling him Petey. She was like, that's not going to be his name. But I felt good about it. And then, I told her, I said, but here's the problem. I said, even if I can convince your dad, and I said, and I will, I go, but we're going to bring this dog home. I said, I'm going to be the one in charge of trying to induct this dog into a Piper and Mabel household.
That's it.
And manage three dogs. I said, and you're going to be off living your best life in Europe while I'm doing this for your dog. And, but anyway, she and her other friend had come up with a plan where the friend was going to keep it for part of the summer, but the dog got claimed. The owner found it was a freshman girl. She had lost her dog. She had been sick. And so she texted Caroline about 11:45 Friday night. And was like, I think you have my dog. I know. So it was a happy ending, but I was so glad because, you know, you worry. And I posted on like this Aggie parents Facebook page. And listen, nobody's going to be more gloom and doom than a parent's Facebook page, because they were like, that dog got dumped by somebody who just left town. That dog got dumped.
And they were not like, optimistic.
They were not, but I was like, he was too well trained and he was too sweet. I was like, I don't feel like this is a dog that got dumped.
Right.
But, anyway, so we had that little adventure.
Okay. I had my own adventure with Hazel. Well, not really. It was maybe more of an adventure for me than for Hazel, because it was time for her, like her mid-year round of shots. Plus, we've had her on some injections for her arthritis, and she's been on a medication for her arthritis, but she was really struggling last week to the point that I was concerned.
Yeah.
And so anyway, but she also needed to have her nails trimmed, which means she's got to be sedated. Like there's no way she's going to stand for that.
Yeah.
So when I call the vet, I spoke in Montgomery Thursday night. So I called the vet on the way, and so after some back and forth, they said, tell you what, you come to the parking lot, which is what I do to get her shots. We just go to the parking lot, call, and they come outside and give her a shot. And they said, let's just try that in terms of getting her sedated. We'll just come to her in the car. So we get up Friday morning, go to the vet. They come out, the vet comes out to give Hazel the sedative. And hey, I'm sort of really like, essentially I'm lying down in the back of my car with Hazel so that she is still. The doctor gives Hazel the shot and Hazel's kind of like, and the doctor said, I'm going to walk away and let her calm down just with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, as soon as that doctor walked away, Hazel said, and it was nighty night. I mean, she exhaled and good night, everybody.
Oh, bless
her.
So
they ended up doing her whole vet appointment in the back of my car. They trimmed her nails. They gave her shots. They took the samples they needed.
That's so nice.
They did it all right there. She was none the wiser. And the vet even said, she's like, listen, this is great. We're going to do this every time.
Yeah.
She said, because usually it's hard to get her sedated because she's so like supercharged. And so they did all that. And we ended up, after talking to the doctor, she was like, let's take her off of this medicine. Let's try something else instead. And still getting the injections. We'll get another one tomorrow. But anyway, so do all that. It takes maybe an hour total between, you know, and then they had to come back and they gave Hazel something to reverse the sedation and wanted to make sure that she would wake up. But she was still real sleepy. So Hazel pretty much, when it was all said and done, she went back to sleep after they made sure she was fine. We get in the car. There's a point where she kind of lifts her head up and looks at me like, all right. Yeah. And then she goes back to sleep. She sleeps all day Friday.
Bless
but she's
her.
So much better now that she's off of that one medication that I hadn't given her in a couple of days because I felt like it was not working great for her.
Yes.
And she's on a different one. And she, like, yesterday was the first day where we were like, oh, she's so much more herself. She's, which, you know, for some people that would be a negative, for us it's positive. But I'm just glad that she seems to feel better. But I think that we're locked in now. I think Hazel will only now have her vet appointments in the car. And I think that's a good
thing.
That's
a good system. That is a really good system. Okay. I like that.
Yes.
And that's so nice that they would do that.
It's so nice that they would do it. And the vet texted me Friday afternoon to check on her. Because, you know, everybody, I mean, you know, they know Hazel. They know what she's like. They know how she does.
Yeah.
You know, she has a warning on her chart, you know, that she can be a little keyed up. And anyway, it was really sweet of her to check on her. And I'm just glad that she's feeling better. So
that's so good. Listen, the dogs.
The dogs.
That was, it's a whole thing. I know we took, you know, Piper and Mabel with us and we always stop at Bucky's and let them out. And I'm going to tell you that we got let Mabel out at that Bucky's and you've never seen anybody so excited because she knew exactly where she was going. She knew exactly what was happening. She was just as thrilled.
Bless
she was just
her.
As thrilled as she could be. So
now, how do we feel, Melanie, about baseball?
I have no comment.
I'll fill in the blanks here. People don't know.
I have no comment.
So A&M played Missouri this past weekend. Missouri was winless in the SEC.
Yes,
and Missouri swept A&M.
Swept us.
And yesterday won 10-1.
Yeah.
But it's not a bright spot. I don't mean to imply it's a bright spot, but I did look at Texax because I was really curious to see how it was going.
Yeah.
For the A&M fans, because y'all did really, you needed the series.
You needed
the series, even if you didn't sweep it. You needed it. Just like
we
need everything right now.
Yeah.
Same for us.
Yeah.
But the headline on Texags was Missouri loves company as miserable offense sinks A&M to series loss. And I thought, I will give you a hand clap for Missouri loves company.
Missouri loves company. That's
Missouri
good.
Missouri loves company. But it was not great. It was not good.
It was not great. I was, okay, so honestly, Friday night, I was going to go to the game. I had told Honey, because I wanted to go see the Renees, you know, our little baseball family,
yes.
And I really wanted to go. And so I thought I was going to go Friday night. But listen, after the 1 hour of sleep and the emotional ride of graduation, I was like, I can't do it. And plus, like, graduation's going on. There was a 7 o'clock graduation. So I was like, the traffic's going to be insane. I just don't think I'm going to go do it. And so, but when I saw that we somehow blew that game, I mean, Honey said, she was like, I left in the bottom of the eighth to beat the traffic and was like, oh, we've got this thing won. And she said, then by the time I get to my car, it's like, we're up to bat in the bottom of the ninth. And it's like, what has happened?
Oh, goodness.
And so it's like, we let that first game slip away and then the wheels just came off and it was a must win series. Like if we were going to have any chance, I feel like, of postseason. Like pretty much now, I think the only way we can reach postseason is if we go and maybe win the SEC tournament.
Who do y'all play this weekend?
Georgia. We play Georgia at Georgia.
But
my thing is, this is what's so maddening about this team is how do you win the series against LSU last weekend? And then you get swept by Missouri. What is going on? And it's funny because Ryan Broniger, who writes for Texags, and you know, and he's a baseball guy, and I feel like Texags always does their best to beat. I mean, this season where they're like, no, I think just let everything gel. And I mean, his comment was like, I have no words. I don't know what's happened. Like, I don't know what's going on. I mean, when you look at the amount of talent on this team.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I mean, we've never had a team that's loaded with this much talent. And like, the fact I'm like, I mean, it's like everybody's just, listen, befuddled. We are befuddled and bewildered. I don't understand. I mean, I hate it for the guys.
I mean,
I hate it for them, but I'm also like, I don't know where the disconnect is. And there was like something popped up on my Instagram reels where it was like, are Texas A&M sports cursed?
Well,
like, are we cursed? Now, I will say that our Fighting Texas Aggie women's softball team is the number one seed.
Yes, yes.
So I'm so proud. Listen, the girls are getting it done. The girls are out there doing the Lord's work and getting it done. They beat the Longhorns last weekend. Because of weather, they ended up just calling it like a co-championship with OU. Which
I saw that yesterday. Yeah.
Whatever SEC. That feels lame to me. But we ended up being the number one seed. So I'm super excited about the girls. I'm thrilled for them. But I just feel like baseball, I'm like, we're the only team in history that has started with a number one ranking that will most likely not even make postseason.
Man, that's tough.
It's tough. So, but now you're Mississippi State Bulldogs.
We got it done in the end.
We got
it done. And our softball team also made it to the tournament. I think there are 14 SEC softball teams in the tournament, which is bananas.
That's impressive. Yeah.
But we lost the first game to Ole Miss, but then we won the second game. It had an incredible pitching performance by Evan Sieri, who's one of our pitchers. And then we won the last game, which was supposed to be Sunday. They ended up moving it back to Saturday night. And then we won that game 6-5. So we got the series, which we needed. And now we go play at Missouri. And you know, it makes me nervous. It makes me so nervous knowing what happened to y'all, knowing that we have to go to Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
So we go to Missouri and we'll see how the rest of the season goes. But it was big for us to get that series win against the Rebels.
Yeah.
Because one, Ole Miss is good. I did think when I was watching the Saturday night game, it was an all-timers uniform situation.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss had on their powder blue, which I really do like.
I don't like
it when they wear the powder blue in football, but I like it in baseball when they do the jerseys and the pants with the red caps.
Yeah,
I think that's
a
great look. And we had on our maroon pinstripes with the M over S.
That's good.
It was a good looking baseball uniform situation. But I was really, really proud of them for getting that win because we were up 6-1 for a while. And then Ole Miss kind of gradually came back. And so, you know, that has sort of been our kryptonite all season, is losing leads in the ninth. But we did real good two-out hitting in that game, which has not been our story. So anyway, so we'll see how it goes against Missouri. We hope for the best. And because they've been, I think, an improved baseball team for the last month or so. So I would like to see that continue.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it would be great, but that was apparently not in the books, in the cards for us. And
I'm like, it
was our last home series. It was senior day. It was like they did like a honorary, like Mother's Day first pitch, like the whole, and I'm like, what happened? And you know, we're always like Olsen magic. And I did see somebody on TexAgs was like Olsen tragic. And I was like, oh. It was Olsen tragic. It was tragic. So anyway,
that's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, now have you watched anything besides baseball?
I have watched a lot.
Oh, good for you.
Because David was out and about running errands on Saturday and I was home and I was folding clothes and I was like, you know, I'm going to catch up on some television. And we didn't have any baseball games on Saturday day because it was raining.
Yeah.
And it seemed to be raining in a lot of places on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished the Four Seasons, which I thought was so cute.
Yeah, I thought it was really cute.
I watched a documentary that my brother-in-law told me about called A Deadly American Marriage on Netflix.
And tell me about this.
I just need you to watch it.
Okay. All right. You texted me and it's on my list. I'm going to watch it tonight.
I need you to watch it.
Okay.
I have a lot of thoughts about it. I think you're going to have even more thoughts about it than I do. And I want to hear your thoughts.
Okay. All right.
So it was really interesting because of the way it was told. You really got two sides to the story. And so you kind of have to, you know, I mean, you don't have to land somewhere.
Yeah.
But I think most people will land on one side or the other. So that was interesting. I caught up on Your Friends and Neighbors, the John Hamm show. I think it's fine.
Okay.
I think John Hamm is great. Mm-hmm. I think Amanda Peet is great in the show. Mm-hmm. It feels... there's some willing suspension of disbelief in this show that occasionally I'm like, if we have in our house Well, I won't get into it because I don't want no spoilers. But okay. I just sometimes I'm like, I don't feel like that would work quite like that. But whatever. Mm-hmm, I enjoy mm-hmm. watching John Hamm. I enjoy watching Amanda Peet. So, and it's, you know, it's shot really beautifully. So, okay. And then I watched the three episodes that have come out of Poker Face on Peacock, Natasha Lyonne show.
Yeah.
I watched it last season and I think it's so quirky and fun. And it's very much, it feels like a 1 hour show from the 70s. You know, it could be like a Barnaby Jones or a Columbo or a McMillan and Wife. It's got that feel to it. Mm-hmm. And so, except they cuss a lot more. And so I watched all three of those. And so I got a little television knocked out this past weekend.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Listen, well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
I worked hard. Yeah. I worked hard at it.
You powered through.
I did.
You powered through. I obviously didn't really watch anything. Now I will say Wednesday night before we left for College Station, I noticed that they have put the original Four Seasons movie on Netflix.
Yes, I saw that too.
And so I watched that on Thursday night. And listen, I thought it was really cute. I was like, it's funny how it kind of holds up even, you know, all these years later. And I was like, and Carol Burnett, you know, you just forget what a treasure Carol Burnett is. And so felt very nostalgic the way it was filmed and the way it was done. And so anyway, I would kind of recommend that for somebody to watch. It was worth it. It was worth to see what they pulled out plot point wise and all that kind of stuff. It was good.
I thought that the new Four Seasons, it's a little like corny at times on purpose.
Yes.
And I mean, it is sort of an examination of modern day relationships. But I got so tickled, maybe more than I did at any other point in the show.
Uh-huh.
When they go back to their college town for parents weekend.
Yes.
And Will Forte, who plays Tina Fey's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, long story short, he tells her he's going to go back to the hotel because he has a sour stomach. And I thought that is maybe the truest reflection of marriage I've ever seen portrayed on a screen.
Yeah.
Just the whole marathon over the years of navigating each other's digestive issues.
Yes.
It's really it is a story in and of itself.
It really is.
And then I don't know if you remember this, but when she gets back to the hotel, he's aggravated with her because he's like, I was really hoping we could like spend some time together this afternoon. And she was like, well, what about me was supposed to understand that based on you telling me that you had a sour stomach?
Yes, it is.
I think we have probably had that exact disagreement before.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it felt very real.
Very,
and
very real.
Mm-hmm. Very real and very relatable.
Yes.
Where you're just like,
because
you think.
Just listen, any day you land on the same, when it's a net positive on both sides, right? On any given day, it's the mercy of the Lord.
Yeah, it really is. It really is, because you just never know when somebody's going to have a sour stomach.
That's right. You just never know. I've never used the phrase sour stomach. I would probably say upset stomach.
Yes.
But I so loved sour stomach. It was just, it was perfect. It was, it set just the right tone.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. And and it was such an example of, I feel like, because you're going back to your college town and it's obviously where they had met. And so you kind of think it's going to be one thing.
Yeah.
And then just.
It's not. It's something so different.
You just realize 30 years later, it all hits different. Hits different. Okay, so I had, on that note, I had a weird realization this weekend when we were at A&M. I told Perry, because listen, we were in the car, we drove there together, so we had a lot of time to talk. But when we drove up to A&M and like whatever, and he was kind of asking me, he was like, 4 years later, like, what do you think about Caroline's experience? Da-da-da-da, what do you think? So, you know, I was telling him a lot of my thoughts about A&M currently. But I thought, it's interesting to me. And I thought, I wonder if this is the experience of, because like you didn't have this because Alex went somewhere different than Mississippi State, like because he went to Samford. But I was like, it's funny to me how over the course of 4 years, like for years when I would go back to College Station, what I was always flooded with were my college memories. Mm-hmm. Like it always felt so familiar. This is where this happened. This is where I did this. This is whatever. And it's funny how over the course of 4 years, I said, now when I come back, this feels like Caroline's place to me.
Oh, interesting.
More than my place. More than my place. Like it's been, because we've made so many new memories that are her memories, that I was like, it's funny how that shift happens, because I always thought my, and not that I don't still remember stuff, but it just doesn't feel, that's not really where my mind goes. Instead, okay. I'm like, oh, that's when we went to the super regional game, or that's where, you know, we were after, you know, A&M beat Alabama or whatever. It was weird how that shift happens. And
Yeah.
And I thought, I wonder if that's how other people feel, like if your kid's gone to your same school.
I bet so. Yeah. I really do bet that it becomes more of a shared family thing,
yeah,
than your own individual experience. Would be my guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was just kind of funny to realize how much that shift had happened, where I was like, I don't come back now and think about all of my stuff. I think about her stuff.
Okay. I love that.
I know. Kind of funny. Life is funny.
Life is funny. All right. So is it time for five favorites?
For five favorites. Okay, my first one is, this is something I saw Bethany Frankel post about on her Instagram, and I ordered immediately. It is the L'Oreal Lumi Glotion. So what this is it's a, you can get, it's tinted, but it just has a little bit, it's a natural glow enhancer, Soph.
Okay. I saw her mention this as well.
Yeah. Yes. And she put it on with a Buff Puff, but it comes in different shades. It's got fair, it's got light, it's got medium. So like whatever, it's got deep. So whatever your skin tone is, it's just a natural little, like if you're wearing like a short sleeve shirt, if you're wearing a shorter dress and you just want to give a little bit of a glow, which I feel like diffuses some of our aging issues. It just looks nice. So anyway, I put it on. It works really well. I use like I ordered like a big like powder puff off of Amazon to like put it on with.
Okay.
But it just gives you, it's not shimmery. It just makes everything look a little like filtered a little bit.
Okay. Melanie, do you think that I would need the fair or the light?
I think probably the light.
Okay.
I think the light, because I think you're going to want to go, because I did the deep, which is darker instead of, because you know, this time of year. But I think there's something about going a little shade darker that just gives you a little bit of color, like, but also a glow, but it would still look very natural. But I'm just saying it looks really good. I mean, you could put it like kind of on your chest. If you're wearing something, you could do it. If you're doing short sleeves, it would just kind of go anywhere, but it just blends in and it doesn't really transfer to your clothes. You just kind of let it dry for a second. Okay. So,
would you also share the link to the powder puff that you got?
Yes. Yes. I will put that up right now. The next thing that I have, and this, I don't think this has been a five favorite. I can't guarantee that it hadn't been a five favorite, but when I was doing my hair this weekend, I thought this has really become my favorite of the texturizing sprays.
Okay.
And it is the Orbea dry texturizing spray. Mm-hmm. And there's just something about it that it kind of holds, but it just gives really good texture and it makes your hair just a little bit, because I washed my hair on Wednesday night because I needed it to like, you know, but it just adds the perfect amount of grit so that your hair is not too soft.
Okay. Also an add to cart for me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So big fan of that. Here, I'm adding the makeup brush right now.
Okay.
Large makeup brush. Okay. The next thing, this was a Lucky Peacock find and she posted it and it was under $10. And you know, I'm always looking for different things to like kind of add to my little necklace stack for the summer.
Oh, this is cute.
Isn't that so cute? Just, it's like a little dainty, but multicolored little chain.
Yes.
Choker chain. And you can do the length is adjustable, but it's just such a cute little bright pop of color to add to outfits and stuff. And so for $10, I was like sold. It's super cute. It feels good. It looks really cute on. I love the little pop of color and it's so multicolored that it'll kind of go with everything.
Love that.
Yeah. So I got that and I love it. The next thing, this is the dress that I wore to graduation. And people were asking about it. And I will say, I love it. It's one of my favorite dresses I've had in the longest time. The pattern that I have is the multi, like this flower tile, and it's almost sold out. But it comes in so many other cute prints. Like, I just think it's so darling. It's a super crisp, like poplin cotton. So it doesn't get wrinkly. Like I sat all during graduation and it's not one of those where you stand up and feel like you look like a rumpled bed sheet, you know? And it's got elastic around the bottom of the sleeve. So you can wear them below your elbow or you can push them up. You can wear it with or without the belt. Like it's a little fitted. So like if you just want like a long dress without the belt, you don't have to do the belt. I would say size up one, because I do think it's a little fitted through the chest.
Okay.
Like it can run a little tight there. So if you're on the fence, I would definitely go up a size.
Okay. That's good counsel.
But I just love it. It's such a cute dress. And I think they have a 10% off code right now, but I don't know if that'll still hold true.
No, it just popped. Yeah. It just popped up on my screen, by the way, okay. The 10% off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. It's super cute. And I love the blue and white, and there's like a stripe. There's a lot of different prints that are so cute. And then this last thing, we got these for Caroline to just have a cute sandal in Europe, like when she goes out to dinner or something, but we needed a flat. Mm-hmm. And she's real weird about sandals. She just doesn't always like she says, she's like, I just don't know that I want my dogs out, Melanie. Yeah. So
yeah, I mean, that's a fair, it's a very fair reaction to a sandal.
It is, mm-hmm. But I'm also like, but we also don't want to always be the ugly American in our tennis shoes. So let's come up with a nice option. And so I've seen these everywhere. I think Ashby actually had these on at Ella's. If not these, she had a similar version on at Ella's brunch.
Okay.
But they're these tikis, which are really comfortable for a, you know, for a sandal kind of thing. But they're this Joe metallic and they're just the cutest. They have a little lace up thing at the ankle. They're just super cute. They're so comfortable. They're just a great little gold sandal. And I love them so much on Caroline that I think I'm going to get them for myself.
They're darling.
They're just a great little summer sandal to wear with shorts, dresses, skirts, anything that you want. I just think they're super cute. And I think a gold goes with everything.
I think you're right about that.
So there you have it.
Well done.
Well, thank you so much.
Listen, thanks for the suggestions.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm just happy to be here today. I'm mm-hmm. happy to be past all of our stuff. I am now I'm kind of like, well, what am I doing with my life over the next couple of months?
Yeah, I know. The possibilities, Melanie.
The possibilities are endless. So apparently I got to sign up for my pottery class at some point. So I guess that's what I'm doing.
You do.
Next.
Now is the time.
Now is the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, because guess where I'm not going? Omaha.
That's right. It's not in the cards.
Not in the cards this year.
Or at least it does not appear to be in the cards. It could still.
Yeah, I appreciate your optimism, but I'm going to say no. I told my friend Casey, she texted like last week and she was like, I think we really could. And I said, no, we're not going to. And she was like, I should have known. I should have tried. And I said, I've been doing this longer than you. Like, I know this game.
Yeah.
I know this game.
Yeah. Let my experience do the talking here.
Exactly. Trust me when I say.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for being here.
And all right. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Yes. We'll be back in a week with,
yes,
with Low, more updates. And we hope that the rest of your week is a good one.
Yep. All right. Talk to y'all later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.